All right. Greetings, people of podcast land. I'm Josh. I'm here with Jay Campbell, and we're from Beer Run, and we're doing our second blog today, or podcast, I should say. Today, we're going to touch on a few topics in the craft beer world. We're going to touch on the definition of what a craft brewer is, or what a craft brewery is, and we're going to ask the question, you know, why craft beer, you know, versus the big guys. And then also related to that, why local beer, and what are people doing locally with craft beer? So I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. So did you want to touch on the actual definition of what a craft brewer is?
Sure. The Brewers Association, which was co-founded by Charlie Papazian, who did brew his first homebrew batch here in the city of Charlottesville, Virginia. But the Brewers Association classifies a craft brewery as making no more than 6 million beer barrels a year, and a beer barrel is 31 U.S. gallons.
So to break it down for the layman, a keg, you know, a typical keg is what you call a half barrel.
Correct.
And so that's half of, you know, one of these barrels. So, you know, to sort of be able to visualize it, you know, think about it. So that's, what was the number on that?
Less than 6 million beer barrels, or so 12 million
kegs.
Half barrel kegs.
So that seems like a ton to me. I mean, that's a lot of beer, right?
Correct. And the number used to be 2 million, but they just re-upped it due to Sam Adams approaching the 2 million mark, and they did not want to lose those statistical numbers.
Right.
From the craft brewing scene.
Right. And speaking of numbers, I know you're a numbers guy, which is one of the things I really appreciate about talking to you. Is can you talk about sort of how the numbers are trending for craft beer versus domestic beer, if you happen to,
sure,
to know that?
Overall beer sales the last few years have been trending down 2%. 3%, low single digits a year out of a total pie of 205 million beer barrels, and that's been going down here in the recent years. And the craft beer volume sales have been going up roughly 10% a year. So even though the overall pie is shrinking, craft beer is still growing in leaps and bounds. And in 2010, roughly 10 million of the 205 overall beer barrels were from the craft brewing side of the world. And
so basically craft beer is just, I mean, exploding. On that scale, in the major scheme of things, it doesn't look, you know, when you look at those numbers, you say, oh, well, they're up 10%. But I mean, really, for an industry like this, it's just completely exploding.
Correct.
And the big guys are losing market share to craft, right? But am I right about that?
Yep.
But they, you know, and it worries them some, but they still control a huge percentage. I mean, what was the stat that 49%? I saw that Beer Wars documentary, which is, you guys ever get a chance, definitely check out that documentary. It's a really kind of eye-opening. I wouldn't say it's a perfect documentary by any stretch, but it's very eye-opening, and I think overall is a great great view if you're interested in this kind of stuff. But at that point, and I don't know if that was 07 or 08, but they said that 49% of all beers consumed in America were Anheuser-Busch product.
And the latest numbers would indicate over 50%, closing in on 55%, and that's Anheuser-Busch, AB InBev now, beating the competition for them, which is Coors and Miller. And they're...
So, I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but should we consider them to be an evil empire at that point? I mean, it's kind of frightening, isn't it?
Any bad view of AB InBev is appreciated.
just kidding. I mean, sure, I've drank Budweiser. There's there's a time and a place for every beer. I don't want to come off like a snob, but you know, it's they do spend a lot of money on marketing, and do you think that that's kind of one of the reasons that, I mean, could it be that that just their sheer marketing dollars that these big companies spend has an effect? I mean, you know, why is this tasteless, watery beer, you know, so popular?
Yeah, marketing dollars, ad campaigns that are successful for one of the big boys can immediately reflect on their yearly sales. And as soon as they have a bad marketing campaign, they can lose ground to one of their competitors. Whereas in the world of craft beer, you're just a small brewery and you're only as good as your beer that you're making. It's all about the word of mouth getting out there on the quality of your beer.
All right, so this brings up begs the question for me. I mean, if it's just that easy to just sort of tune out and forget about, you know, everything and just mindlessly grab a Bud or a Miller or a Coors and you don't have to think about it, I mean, what's the advantage of craft beer? Like, why would you want to drink craft beer?
Well, as there's 70 or so recognized styles of beer around the world, and pretty much everybody starts with the one style, American Adjunct Lager, you can open your eyes to a brand new world of, oh, well, this Belgian wit style, such as a Allagash White out of Portland, Maine, or a Vitekirk out of Belgium, is a great style to drink in on a 90-degree hot summer's day.
Or, yeah, those are really refreshing. Those are like they're wheat beers, right?
Correct.
And those are the ones that like the big guys like to imitate with their Shock Top and their Blue Moon, which are
Shock Top and Blue Moon are cheapened ripoffs of a style from a Belgian called Pierre Selles, who is still around, I believe in his 80s now, brought the style back from the grave with a brewery called Hoegaarden, which eventually got bought out by Innerbrew, which became InBev, which is now AB InBev.
It boggles the mind. So that's one advantage, like all the different styles. What are some of the other advantages? Would you say that, you know, what about the local? What are the advantages of drinking good local beer?
You can support your local community by, here in Charlottesville, going to South Street Brewery and helping Charlottesville citizens, Albemarle County citizens.
Nelson County
over in Blue Mountain.
Devil's Backbone. Crozet for Star Hill.
Yep. And help out your local community. Your dollars go right back into your community. And
so you mean how do those dollars, you know, you mean that the guys working there, you know, live around here?
Correct.
And so you're helping, you know, support people that are your neighbors. And also, what about, you know, what about the freshness? Are you getting fresher beer when you buy local beer?
For the most part, yes. If you choose a Corona, been in a clear glass bottle. You don't know how long it's been sitting on the shelf. It's just been skunking there. Whereas you'd go and reach for a Blue Mountain Full Nelson, and you're buying it from a place such as Beer Run, it was probably brewed within the last couple of weeks. That's just their turnover rate. And you get a fresh beer. You don't know where it's been. You know where it's been shipped, as opposed to you don't know how it's been treated along the way.
How fresh could that be, that beer?
Blue Mountain Full Nelson. We have literally sold beer one day after it was packaged at Beer Run from Blue Mountain Brewery.
That's fantastic. Those guys make great beer. All right, so there's definitely some advantages, it seems like, of going local, which I know that, you know, Charlottesville is definitely a local-minded, very conscious market and community. So I think that's a great reason to be into craft beer. And also, you know, one of the great things that I love about craft beers, especially local craft beers, you get to meet, you know, a lot of these people. You get to talk to the guy that brewed your beer. You know, you're not it's not some swimsuit model that you know, made fun of your skinny pants, and you decided that you needed to drink a, you know, a Bud Light, you know, which, by the way, I find to be very metallic flavor. I can't stomach it anymore, but enough about that. I guess what else should we talk to? Well, let's talk a little bit about some of these terms that what is a brew pub?
A brew pub is a brewery that wants to sell the majority of its beer on premise as opposed to off premise. They can sell it either by selling by the pint or doing growler fills for people, which is a great way to drink your beer green. Avoids a lot of packaging cost.
Now that's the growler you're talking about?
The there? Growler, correct.
So what's a growler?
A growler is typically a 64-ounce half-gallon jug or a 2-liter 67.6-ounce
glass vessel,
which in its modern-day inception, you can get a growler filled with fresh tap beer at the pub, take it home. If you don't get around to it then, a week or two down the line, you can crack it open and enjoy with friends.
And so it holds what, about 3 or 4 beers, about pints, 16-ounce pints?
Four pints or a little more than 5 12-ounce bottle servings.
Okay, so you go to a place that sells growlers like South Street, Star Hill, Blue Mountain, Devil's Backbone, Beer Run, and what do? You give them this, you know, you either say you already have a growler or you buy one there. Once you give it to the guy who's going to fill it up, what do? They just take it over to the taps and fill it up?
Well, if as long as you've done the part to clean it, they'll take
Very
it.
Important.
And a lot of places like to put a fill hose on the tap to avoid excess foaming.
And oxygen, too, right?
Oxygen, correct. And you want to fill it completely up to the top and have the foam cascade over your glass vessel.
And then put a top on it.
Put a top on it, and here.
And you're ready to go.
You're ready to go.
That's fantastic. All right, so we just talked a little bit about a brew pub and growlers, which is something that a lot of these guys do. So then there's a contract brewing company. So say, would you talk about some of the, South Street is a brew pub, right?
Correct.
Blue Mountain is a brew pub, right?
Correct.
Star Hill is not a brew pub, right, at this point, right?
Yes, they would be classified as a craft brewery because they are over the 15,000 barrel mark for a microbrewery sized. They're in the regional craft brewery category.
And they also don't really, they have a tasting room, but they don't really have a restaurant, pub type thing where you go in and have some food and drink pints, whereas Devil's Backbone, Blue Mountain, South Street all have those, right?
Correct.
Okay. So as a they're where, but so Star Hill is a brewery, a regional brewery, and then Blue Mountain does the same thing, right? They also, those guys both bottle their beers.
Yes.
So, and then Devil's Backbone and South Street are brew pub only at this point, at least.
Yep.
So that's great. I think that's a great sort of view as what's going on locally. I definitely urge everybody to go and visit these places. We're really, really lucky to have all these places around here. And at Beer Run, we're really big on our local guys. We like to feature their beers, bring in their kegs, bring some of their rarer stuff that, you know, a lot of places won't put on draft that are a little too out there for the or just not as mainstream, but they do a lot. These guys make a lot of great beers and they really pour their hearts out into it. So we're really happy to be around there and be able to support them. all right. So that can probably wrap us up for podcast number one for the guys from Beer Run. Just to like to say thank you guys for listening and signing off. I'm Josh.
I'm Jay.
And we'll see you on our next podcast. Drink a lot of beer. Strange brew, kill what society.